galaxy lights, Coachella, lightning bolt necklaces. 2023 was the year of Scandoval. On March 3rd, one cheating scandal launched a reality TV investigation that generated hundreds of conspiracy theories, thousands of podcast episodes, and millions of dollars in revenue. I'm Jody Walker, host of An American Scandoval, one retrospective story told in three salacious parts. Listen December 26th on the Ringer Reality feed.
This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place, whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long. And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price so you never have to miss a trip. For me, my happy place is in the Mediterranean. I think I've mentioned that. Maybe it's why I like Love Island so much, because they're right by the Mediterranean. But I just love the feeling of being in the sea, and it's just a great sea. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group. When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals. And you even get to choose your crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save. And for me, I'd love to go on a trip to the Mediterranean with friends. In fact, I might be doing that in the near future. I have done it before, and it was really some of the most fun I've ever had. I went to Sicily. We had some great swimming there, me and my friends. Anyway, if you want to have a similar experience, download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. Welcome to Bachelor Party. I'm Juliette Littman. What's up, Thursdays? We're doing this again. I'm here with my producer, Jade. Welcome back, Jade. We missed you last week.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
We got a bunch of things to talk about. First of all, I need to make two corrections to the podcast, or address two supposed corrections from Monday's episode that Callie and I did together. We were comparing the number of Love is Blind couples that are still together versus Bachelor, and I forgot Jordan and JoJo. I'm so sorry, everybody. I can't believe I forgot. That's a big one. I agree. But I think it's still 9-8, Love is Blind to The Bachelor, like in all associated franchises, Paradise aside. So that's like really not great. Love is Blind has been around for 4 years or 5 seasons. So that's like kind of crazy. There's that. Number two, let's talk about ticks in New Hampshire. I don't know if anyone cares about this. However, my friend Kate sent me a voice memo to correct me, to tell me that I was wrong. There are tons of ticks in New Hampshire, but I am just not sure I believe that. I went to summer camp in the White Mountains and like ticks were not an issue. So maybe people were getting Lyme disease and we didn't think about it, but I don't know. That was not part of my reference aura as a child in New England and whatever. So I'm sticking to it. I think there's also just been like a lot about Daisy and her treatment and just a lot about Daisy on social media in the last few days, which I think is cool. Lyme disease like weirdly seems to come up a lot on reality TV. I remember the very first time I heard about it. I think I mentioned this to Callie. It was on The Real World. Seattle, Irene had Lyme disease, and that was when I was quite young. That was season 7 of The Real World, so that means it was like in 1998 or 1999 or something like that. But, you know, Yolanda Hadid had it, Yolanda Foster, and I just feel like it's come up a lot. So anyway, I'm glad to hear it seems like Daisy's doing a lot better and has also brought a lot of awareness to it. But it's just sort of interesting. I feel like were it not for reality TV, Lyme disease would come up a lot less often in my own life. So that's that. Let's move on to what's up in Bachelor Nation this week. One thing that's been fun about doing this pod is like trying to keep track of people's reactions Tuesday to Thursday. Obviously, I think it's no secret. Callie and I record on Monday morning. So we sort of do it in a vacuum with just our own opinions, which I like because I don't want to like be aping other people's ideas or whatever. And even if you don't do it intentionally, kind of like just like enters your consciousness and it's hard to know like, did I steal that or might impact it by someone else's opinion. So it's helpful to me that we don't have access to that. But then I do like seeing what people care about. And I think we kind of like blew past this on our pod, but it seems like a lot of people, in part because of The Bachelor social media, really glommed on to Lauren and the cake at the end of the episode when she threw it. And then when she sat down, she was eating it. People were like really mad about that. We did discuss, I believe, like it would be super annoying to have to clean that up. And so I do feel bad for the crew, and it was like kind of rude, but it was also sort of funny. But I think that Whole Foods, I think it was from Whole Foods, the cake, like then posted about it. And like the cake is just getting a lot of attention, to which I say, that's great. Like cake, somehow as a society, cake is underrated, except not by me. I fucking love cake. And I would say of all the desserts, like just a birthday cake from a grocery store is probably like top three for me. It's like that, bread pudding, and I don't even know, but I just love a really good cupcake. But cake itself, just like when I lived in LA, my local grocery store was Albertsons, and they were like a leader in selling just a piece of cake that you could get. And I would like just buy it and eat it. It was so delicious. Just like sugar injection. And it was so delicious. So anyway, I'm really glad that cake is having a moment and that people seem pretty obsessed with that cake moment. So yeah, that's what it seems like people glommed onto. I don't know. The more I've been thinking about it, I really feel like Lexi's going to win. I don't even know. I think it's like Lexi and Rachel. That's my prediction. Lexi, Rachel, Jess. I think I said that on Monday and I'm sticking with it. I don't even know else who's really has a shot. Maybe Jen with two N's. Not a lot of contenders, but a lot of great women. Also going on this week in Bachelor World, Jason Tardik has a book coming out. It's like a combination of dating and finance. It's kind of like what he's been doing on his pod. And he's been using his breakup with Caitlyn to like sell the book and talk about the book. And for example, there's like a whole excerpt in People that ran on People magazine. And I just feel like if I'm Caitlyn, I've got to be like really pissed about this. It seems like a pretty kind of like skeezy way to promote what you're doing. He says that he regrets moving in with Caitlyn when they did. And he also says like they didn't know each other's credit scores. Like I understand this was his most recent relationship, but it just seems like kind of soon to do that. Like, do you really have to use your book to address your breakup when it's allegedly about finance? It's like one thing if you're Britney Spears and it's a memoir, but I don't know. I just feel like this is weird. The name of his book is Talk Money to Me, The 8 Essential Financial Questions to Discuss with Your Partner. And again, we all got to make a buck on our experience. I get it. He's using his time on Becca's season of The Bachelorette. But I just feel like this is weird. And I've always really liked Jason. And this is just sort of like a step too far. Also, he's really been promoting it. So he went on like Savannah Chrisley's podcast to talk about it. He went on Almost Famous. Like, he's just out here kind of dining out on this breakup slash his book, and I don't care for it. Going back to Joey for a second, I want to talk about his social media presence, which he's been putting a lot of effort into since he started as The Bachelor. And like, honestly, good idea. You got if Jason is showing us anything, you got to make it work. He's pretty into like using his role as The Bachelor to like do memes, including this one that he did with his sister.
On The Bachelor, of course I kiss multiple girls on national television.
I'm the Bachelor's older sister. Of course, I'm going to vomit in my mouth every time you make out with someone.
Car, it's only going to get worse.
I know, but why do they have to turn the volume up so loud?
I'm the Bachelor. Of course, I'm going to post a lot on social media.
Okay. First of all, if you've been listening to this podcast, you know that we agree. We hate the sound of kissing. Please don't turn it up. He also, you know, said I'm going to post a lot on social media. Again, good job by you, Joey. We get it. In general, I think this that kind of thing could be like really stilted, which it is, but he's trying. But the main thing I want to talk about is like he's so heavily associated with Hawaii and also Philly. He's wearing a Yankees hat in this video. And I'm just like, what? The people of Philly, are they going to stand for that? I think that they're pretty intense sports fans. So I'm shocked by this. He's either a fair weather fan, like someone gave him the hat for free, or he's just trying to like appeal to as many people as popular. But I feel like Philadelphia and the surrounding areas need to revolt because he's technically from like a suburb, but that's fine. You know, I just wear a Phillies hat. I can't believe it. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, next topic. We discussed this a little bit on Monday, but I have a new theory that I want to share about what's up with Pilot Pete, who's currently on the Traitors. And no spoilers, I haven't watched this week's episode yet. The one that came out this Thursday, and I think it's not even out at the time of recording. So no spoilers, but I have a theory about Pilot Pete, which is we're getting a different view of him on the Traitors. He's focused on the game. He's like talking strat. And all I can conclude is that he's not attracted to anyone on the show. I feel like when you put him near a woman that he would like be open to having sex with, he just loses all of his ability to have like reasoning and logic. And so the casting has been applauded by so many, rightfully so. But I was thinking about it because then I saw this clip of him where he went on, like he was doing like a blind conversation about like what he's looking for in a woman. He went on another podcast where he did this and he's like back to his Pilot Pete ways. And I just feel like talking about women and being around women is really bad for this guy. It brings down his mental capacity. And for whatever reason, he just like can't focus. So I think that's what we're seeing, you know, and it's good to know for him. If he wants to be taken seriously, can't have any attractive or not even attractive women he's attracted to around. So that's my theory on Pilot Pete. You know, think about it. Let me know what you think. All right, next, what's up on Bachelor Reddit? The main thing I got from Bachelor Reddit this week was someone did me a huge favor because I don't really like listening to other Bachelor podcasts, particularly Bachelor Happy Hour. However, Lauren and Allison went on it, and thanks to user Must Be Fate Mulder, because they did a very detailed breakdown of what was going on this podcast. It's like, once again, Bachelor Happy Hour with the sisters, Lauren and Allison. I wouldn't say I learned that much, but they did talk about how Lauren applied for both her and Allison following the death of their father, talked a little bit more about what was going on between Maria and Sydney. And of course, by the way, I could be missing things because I've only read the recap on Reddit, but I don't plan on listening to more. But this is what I'm looking for. Thank you so much to this user. I learned a lot and I didn't have to do too much work myself. And by that, I mean listening to the pod. So, you know, they seem like nice women, honestly. I think also sometimes reading people's comments versus hearing them makes you just like them more if it's eliminate certain factors. Maybe you also could like them less. But anyway, that's what's going on Reddit this week, in case you're wondering. Okay, let's move on to what is happening elsewhere in reality TV. Love Island All-Stars. I've been teasing that we were going to cover this. We were like, where the F is it? It's going to be on Hulu. That's what I had heard. It turns out it's on Peacock and there are a bunch of episodes up. So we'll be watching. I'm pretty excited to get into it. For some reason, like Peacock just has like a different vibe to me when a show is there versus Hulu. I think about it differently, but it's, you know, it's Maya. They're in South Africa like they were last year for season 9. It's all British people. I'm going to get into it this weekend, hopefully. But the reason I'm not into it already is because I've been watching a preview of season 6 of Love is Blind, which is coming on Valentine's Day, which is in 2 weeks, I think. To say that I'm obsessed would be an understatement. I cannot wait to discuss this. I know Love is Blind is controversial in some ways and problematic, but this season, there's a lot to discuss, and I'm really excited about it. The episodes are long, and there's 12 of them. So I'm very fired up. That's what I've been watching, but I'm definitely also going to catch up on Vanderpump, and there's just a lot going on right now. I'm also curious if people want some Love on the Spectrum recaps, because I haven't watched that, but I know it's beloved, and also like Emmy Award nominated. So that's what's up in reality TV. And that's what's up with me. Jade, anything that I didn't cover that you think I should?
I think you've got it all. I'm excited for Vanderpump. And Love on the Spectrum, I've heard really good things about it as well. So it might be something you need to take a look at.
All right. We'll check it out this weekend. Thanks so much for joining me, Jade. Jade Whaley produced this podcast, and we'll be back on Monday night as always. Have a great weekend.